This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. Sometimes I do push the button prematurely. My bad. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The number to get in is 1-866-582-9933. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How are you, Bill?
You getting ready to come south, aren't you?
I am.
Be sure and hydrate. I'll be hydrating. I get to go interview and film Keita, which I've never actually been in her presence. I've seen her shoot on video. I've never been watching her do this. Tell me, how many classes are you doing here? This is going to be three.
You mean in South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm teaching a weekend class that is the movement class, and then I have a 1-day advanced class on Monday.
Let's talk about the classes. The first class, is it fair to call the first class
the first
beginners?
Class is a prerequisite that is the bread and butter of movement. So it teaches you position exit, position entry, shooting on the move, shooting on the shift with a hitch step, teaches you how to train your eyes where to go. We do some resistance training for transitions and to just get your body moving more efficiently, work on staying low and smooth, having the gun up early, coming in, things like that. So that's the bread and butter movement course.
This is the one that everybody has to go through. Now, how long is a movement class and how much shooting is involved? I presume you teach them the movement and then have them go through the movement, try to correct their movement, then get live. How does that work out?
So we start out with a stage where I don't really give anybody much feedback. I'm just kind of observing to see where everybody's at and what their personal individualized lowest hanging fruit is. And that's also where I watch for a history of injuries. If I see someone moving a certain way, then I'll know, oh, they must have had their hip replaced or they've had an ankle or knee injury in the past. You know, that's the sort of thing I'm watching for. So then I can teach them how to move efficiently with their personal history and the way their body moves naturally. So once that is done, yeah.
Right. Well, I was going to say, in some cases, that means you're going to have to teach different ways to go through this one drill, right? You're going to have to adapt it to the people that are trying to come through it.
And I do. So there's, you know, as they say, more than one way to spin a cat. And one way that's really efficient for one person to move may not be efficient for another person to move in that same way. So I usually throw out about three basic techniques, and you can try all of them or do whatever feels most comfortable for you and the way your body moves. Or I might give you something totally different than everybody else just based on how your body is moving naturally. So it's all individualized.
Now, you know, Kim asked me today what your background was before you were a shooter. And you actually have a background medically, don't you, as far as movement? Was that rehabilitation? What was it that you were teaching before you became a shooter?
I was a registered nurse in a hospital, so I would help people learn to move more efficiently after surgeries and things like that. So that's where that background comes from. I understand economy of motion. I understand how to move safely and how to move your body efficiently so you're not creating energy leaks.
See, I didn't know that. I never looked that up. I just presumed. I don't know why I presumed that you just had always been a shooter. But, I mean, when did you get into this? When did you crack into this?
So I was actually still working as a nurse in a hospital when I started doing this in 2010 and started researching movement for the shooting sports. There just wasn't anything out there. So I researched other sports and applied that movement to shooting, making accommodations for gun angles and things like that. Since in the shooting sports, we, you know, it's not 360, it's 180 for the safety rules, and learning how to move your body the most efficiently within those constraints. So did a lot of testing to figure out what worked and what didn't matter either way.
So when you moved into shooting, as far as this, I mean, most don't teach this, do they? Most of them, most everybody is dealing with things from the waist up, the grip, the draw. Are you making a presumption when somebody comes to you for a class that they already know the grip and the draw, and now they're trying to learn how to be more efficient?
Yes. So my class is not about shooting fundamentals. It's about moving fundamentals. So if you're coming to my class, I assume that you already have good gun handling skills and you can move around safely with a firearm. And we go from there. I mean, every once in a while, somebody will have a fundamental hiccup. And it's not that I can't help with that. It's just not the focus of the class.
Right.
So, for example, I had a 12-year-old in a class who was it was a 12-year-old girl who was obviously taught by a man how to grip a gun. So I showed her instead how to use leverage rather than just trying to use brute strength, because being a female, that's what I have to do as well.
Right.
And that we had to straighten that out before we could even get into the movement. So if there's something like that that's going to hold you back from learning the movement, then we've got to straighten that out first.
You know, I've never looked at the size of your hands. You carry fairly large guns, full-size frame guns. I mean, were carrying a double stack Tangfolio for a long time. Are you carrying the Shadow 2 now?
I ordered a Shadow 2. I don't have it in my hands yet. I'm going to see if I can get Angus to do a little trigger work on that for me, because I have a hard time reaching the trigger when it's in double action.
Well,
is just a little too long for my finger. So I think he's probably the right guy.
Just we got a couple of minutes left here. Just out of curiosity, do you not like single action guns?
No, I've shot single action guns. They're fine. I like the metal guns. I like how heavy they are, and I like.
Well, I'm talking about like 1911s, 2011s.
Oh yeah, I think they're fine.
Yeah, I could see you rocking one of those. I could see you firing one of those pretty quick. And if you're looking for a shorter trigger, well, golly. Golly, Keita, that would be right down your alleyway.
Yeah, that would be fun. I mean,
and you know, when they eventually get it at Dan Wesson, they're going to have that DWX. I have no idea when they're going to have it, but it's basically the Shadow 2 with a Dan Wesson single action trigger in it.
All right.
That'll be interesting for you. I don't know when we'll ever see it. It might be, you know, it might be 2021, 2022. They have a bad habit of bringing out guns that are just too popular for their own good, and then they can't keep up with the pace. Before we go to the break, tell everybody how to find your website, what it's called, what this class is going to be, what it is.
180firearmstraining.com. And you can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you have questions about signing up for a class.
And, of course, the book is out.
Yes. Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports is available on Amazon. Or you can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you'd like a personalized copy.
Try not to make Keita mad when she personalizes the copy. It can get sort of vicious sometimes. You got to take it all in good humor. We'll be right back talking to Keita Bussey of the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD. at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. The number to get in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're talking to the weaponized woman, and that is Keita Bussey.
What's that?
Just out of curiosity, I'll be filming some of this stuff, so if you have to take the first class in order to get to the second class, in what order of magnitude would you say the second class, is it more difficult, is it more intricate, is it more physical?
So the first class, day one, is more physical. Day two is less physical, more intricate, and then the advanced class has a lot to do with the mental game and how to train and how to set up your training plan, bring pressure to your practice, things like that.
Now, is part of training, when you're trying to train somebody, are you thinking to yourself, I got to make this easy enough for them to remember and to get that muscle memory so when they're not here with me correcting them, they can do it correctly still and not develop a lot of little bad idiosyncrasies along the way?
Yeah, my main goal coming out of the class is not that they can do it perfectly. It's that they can recognize how it should feel, what they should be doing, and what they shouldn't be doing. So they need to be able to self-diagnose so they can continue to improve. So my goal is self-diagnosis.
How difficult is that to do from a gun instructor's viewpoint? But like with Steve. Now, see, with Steve, when you take Steve's class, if you shoot the way Steve tries to teach you, it has a very distinct feel to it.
Yeah.
And you can remember how that feels, right, as he shows you a different way to posture up and everything. Is that what your stuff is like?
It's been proven in research that, yes, that's one approach that's kinesthetic, but the kinesthetic feedback is actually the least likely to stick with you because it's internalized. So what people remember most is when it's externalized. So, for example, if you're standing up too tall, entering into a position, you can either enter into a position focusing on feeling your body staying low and setting up low and wide, or you can use something external by saying, okay, I'm not going to pull the trigger, I'm just going to watch my sight as I come into this position, and if they're bouncing all over the place, then I know I was up too tall. So that's taking something kinesthetic, something internal, and making it external.
Okay. And that's something you can feel if you're doing it right.
Yeah, you can feel if you're doing it right. Another thing that is kinesthetic that I teach is using a plate carrier or a weight vest or some sort of weight, because your body is not going to want to move in a way that's not efficient because it's going to be harder. So that will force you to feel what it feels like to do it correctly.
Now, I know this is a stupid thing to ask, and I just wonder how much of a correlation there is. With a camera, for example, when we're trying to keep a camera smooth, a lightweight camera is very hard to keep smooth.
Yes.
And adding a little weight to the camera makes it a little easier to keep it smooth.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think of that? Is what you're talking about, does that tie into what you just said?
So I thought, okay, maybe you're not going where I thought you were. I thought you were going to say something like, if you weigh more, is it going to be easier to come in smooth?
No, I don't think. I think it's more along the lines of, you know, most people are on this race to get to the smallest gun they can find. Maybe they think it's easier to conceal. Maybe they think it's not, I don't know, it's not uncomfortable to conceal, which carrying a gun is a chore. And until they get in a fight, of course, then when they get in a fight, as Clint Smith says, they're never too big if you're in a fight. So for your students, do you point out that something like the pocket gun, while convenient, is not exactly the best thing to get out there? Does a heavier gun make it easier for them to pull up the aim and keep it smooth?
No, typically, if they're taking my class, they already know that.
Right.
So I've never had anyone take my class with coffee cone. Actually, I did one time, but he was very proficient, and he shut the entire class from drawing from appendix. That was an interesting case.
Most of these guys that are coming to you, would they be competitive, or would they be typical tactical self-defense type shooters?
I've had both. I've had a lot of both. But I teach in the context of competitive shooting. And then if guys from a particular team want to come and take the class, then they take the regular competitive style class, and whatever applies. So there's a lot of carryover.
I hear you. As far as what's the round count on this going to be?
So I tell everyone to bring 1,000 rounds. It depends on how motivated you are. Most people are not going to use 1,000 rounds. The average is about 600.
Right.
But there's a practice day available. So if I have someone who's really motivated and there's something they're struggling with, so I watch somebody go through a drill, get them my feedback, and then they go practice it. And if they're really struggling, they might practice it over and over and over and over again, and then come back, check in with me again, hoping that they got it. So if they're really motivated to fix something, that's when they get creeped toward that 1,000-round mark.
Right.
So typically it's around 600.
So for somebody coming there that goes off to do the extracurricular practice, are you able to observe that, or?
No. So I'll tell you what,
we're coming up on the break. I didn't look at the time. That's interesting. You can answer this when we get to the other side. Tell them again how to find your website, your book, the class that's coming up in South Carolina, that stuff.
Okay, website is 180firearmstraining.com. You can email me at 180firearmstraining@gmail.com if you'd like to sign up for a class. We've got one May 30th to 31st, and an advanced class June 1st in Newfoundland, Pennsylvania. Mid Carolina Rifle Club in South Carolina, June 6th through 7th, advanced class June 8th. Got one at The Ranch, Texas, Eagle Lake, Texas, June 13th, advanced class, and June 14th, advanced class. And the book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, is available at Amazon.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling a new rule allowing proxy voting unconstitutional.
For more than 231 years, never have we seen a proxy vote on the floor of the House. This challenges the Constitution only to protect and empower a speaker.
McCarthy also saying that as America is safely reopening, all members of the House should be at the Capitol. Former NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson is like the rest of us watching America get ready to return to space. She also tells Fox News the speed that they'll reach is truly eye-popping.
It's really quite amazing, I think, to think that you're going 0 miles an hour and then around 8.5 minutes later you're going 17,500 miles
wow.
an hour. Pretty impressive.
The SpaceX launch scheduled for 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News. Have you been micro-targeted by advertisers? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on one lawmaker's bid to make sure you're not.
Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo of California introducing the bill that would restrict micro-targeting efforts on political ads. It's called the Banning Micro-Targeted Political Ads Act. It would bar platforms like Google and Facebook from allowing advertisers to directly target messages based on the demographic or behavioral data of the users. Micro-targeting has drawn heightened security in the wake of the 2016 presidential election when U.S. officials did learn of targeted disinformation campaigns by Russians.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard is dropping her defamation lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, citing a need to focus on the coronavirus pandemic and defeating President Trump in the 2020 election. Gabbard filed the suit in January, alleging Clinton damaged her reputation by claiming last year that she was a favorite of the Russians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Live. Long time. Goodness. My process is off for some reason today. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Him out at franklinarmory.com. The number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. We're talking to Keita Bussi, the weaponized woman. So for you, when I was asking you this question, so you've got a bay where people can go and try to get a little extra credit, a little extra practice in if they feel like they're fouling up the process that you put before them. Is there anybody there with you to? Is there anybody that comes with you to these classes, or do you have? Tell me what's going on with that. Is it just you?
So that is the peer review section. So this is where we work on self-diagnosis. So I found that the students learn a lot better if they actually have to teach. So I do my spiel, they go through the drill with me and get feedback from me, and then they have to give feedback to their peers so that they know what things they're watching for, and they practice verbalizing it and watching for it. So then they start to notice it in themselves. That makes it a lot easier to self-diagnose when they go home. So they're rotating through between running each other and me running them. They have to be able to do it independently before they leave the class. If that makes sense.
It does. I'm just curious, though. Have you ever thought about, like, having a station where they come to where you show them how it's supposed to look, and then they get filmed, and they can go back to the station and see that, you know, film it in, like, slow motion, and they can go back and see how, show you, and then see, let them see how they're doing it so they can see where something might be getting messed up?
Yeah, Yep, we do that as well. If there's an issue, we will do that. And I also do video reviews. So after they've had time to implement this in their practice, they will send me videos to review and see how things are looking and direct them to whatever's next for them. So, yeah, we do that.
Well, I mean, that's a thing we used to do in the fight game, in the kickboxing game. We would look at film of who we were going to fight. We would look at film of what we were doing in the training. And, you know, if we were, like, coming in and our hand was too low where it should be covering up our head, well, we paid attention to that. And we tried to make that correction so that we didn't get our bells rung. But are you unique in that as far as being able to film that and getting out there and letting them see where they get that visual feedback to them?
I do it as needed, if that makes sense. Everybody learns a little bit differently. So some people, I'm just able to tell them verbally, all right, this was good. Now on your next run, I want you to work on this and give them one thing at a time. Other people actually have to see it, and I'll be able to pick up right away if they're one of those people that needs to have video of it. And typically they're all videotaping their own runs anyway. So then when they go after the practice day, a lot of times they're reviewing the video with my feedback in it.
Okay. I like that. That's cool. I wondered about that. That's always a very... Now, what about... I can imagine that when somebody is moving, if they're coming up, if they're in a crouch, if they're moving laterally, sideways, or something, backwards, forwards, whatever it is, I can imagine where most people are more comfortable shooting while standing still versus moving. Is that a bit of a curve for them to get through to be able to pull that together? Is that something that you have to spend a little time with?
It depends on their skill level. So wherever you're at, I'll meet you there. Most of the people who come to take the class can already shoot on the move, but a lot of times I'll get a newer shooter that's a new concept to them. I do have a drill that involves shooting on the move, and then when you get to a target that's just a little bit farther away than what you can shoot on the move while moving your feet, then you switch to shooting on the shift while your feet aren't moving, then go back again to shooting on the move. So we do have a drill where we cover it, and it combines teaching people how to shoot on the move if they don't know how to shoot on the move with teaching a more advanced step for people who already do know how to shoot on the move. Then they can learn the hitch step so they can shoot continuing their center of gravity on when they get to a harder target without actually moving their feet.
Is your movement sort of in a walking crouch?
Yeah, you've got to be down pretty low to shock absorb the scythe with your joints. You can't be standing up tall, otherwise your scythes are going to be bouncing all over the place and delay your shooting, or you're going to miss.
Now explain that for me. You say the scythes are lower, are smoother if you're lower. Why are they smoother if you're lower?
Because it's more jarring. If you're standing up tall and your legs are straight, each step is going to impact the scythes really hard. Think of it like, have you ever had one of those races when you were a kid where you put an egg on a spoon?
I obviously missed those. I didn't get to play like that. Although, when you say jarring, is it a diminished, like when you step off of a curb and you not know you're stepping off of a curb and it jars your whole body?
Yeah, that's a good description. Another example I would use is imagine you're holding a glass of water and you're trying to walk without spilling it. If you're standing really upright and your legs are more straight, each impact is going to make it swish and splash and spill. But if you bend your joints and use your joints to shock absorb that motion, then you can keep the level of the water more still.
A more controlled way of walking, so to speak.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. I see it now. I'm looking forward to I mean, my time in the military, we did qualify with pistols, but I mean, that was really the last time I trained seriously. Now when I go shoot, most of the time it's on a firing line, although I do around here, if I will move and shoot at targets Will this be steel or paper that we'll be shooting? Both. They'll be shooting at both.
Both. Yeah.
Yeah. Steel gives that immediate feedback. I love shooting steel. It makes you feel good. Makes
yeah,
me feel
you're
good.
you're gonna like that drill with the that I just described to you. I think that's the one that I was talking about. That I said it'll make you look cool. You'll look cool on Instagram.
Well, I'm not so much worried about looking good on Instagram. Gene is going to be there, so you know you'll be well represented by the senior citizens. We'll be, you know, but Gene's got new knees. I think Gene is in pretty good shape. He should be able to get out there and just bound around like a gazelle. But we'll see how that, huh?
Mean Gene is he's talking about Mean Gene Leather.
Yeah.
He makes those belts for concealed carry and also at the competition. But I use his belts for concealed carry, and they're really durable, last a really long time, and I really like the quick release belt buckle too. So he's going to be there. And if you want to order a belt, you can get 10% off at checkout by putting KETA10 as a discount code.
There you go. We'll do that again when we get back. Keita Bussey, she is the weaponized woman. She's got a class coming up here in Columbia, South Carolina. I'll be going down to film that and interview her a la video. And maybe she'll bring her rhinoceros hide whip, and we can light a few cigarettes just for fun, just to see if she can still do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check him out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Keita Bussey, the weaponized woman. We've been talking about her classes that are coming up. She's got two coming up here in the state of South Carolina. There's going to be a few people we know, so a few people we don't know. Going to try to film some of this. For your people that are competitors that show up that, you know, compete in IPSC, USPSA or whatever it is, UPSA, whatever it is. Will they show up with their competition rig?
Yes.
So that'll be some serious equipment there, right? Or am I wrong in thinking, I mean, do you run like what I would consider to be one of those full house competitive rigs, or do you just have a sort of a, what do you run?
I have a competitive rig. So I have the double alpha belt, the Velcro. I've got the Ghost magazine pouches, Ghost holster. I do not have a race holster. It's legal for me to have one for IPSC, but I don't use one. I just use the regular one. And I'm going to have my Tampa Lewis Duck 2.
And when you say your race holster, what's the difference between a race holster and, say, a standard carry holster?
So mine has a little bit of retention to it. You don't have to hit a button. It's retained without a button, just by tension.
Sure.
So I don't use a retention holster where you have to hit a button or flip anything out of the way. They use those for 3-gun because they're running around and don't want their pistol to fall out. But for us, we draw the gun right away. We're not running around with the pistol in the holster, so that's really not necessary to have that sort of retention. Although some guys do, and they compete with it, and they're very fast withdrawing from retention. And the race holster is basically a button that goes in the barrel of the gun that it sits on and kind of stays balanced there. And then you can lock it for when you're walking around, but just before the beep, when you're getting your stuff set up and ready to go for the run on the stage, you unlock that holster. But if you move too suddenly, it could fall on the ground, and then you're disqualified. So that's risky. I feel like the advantage isn't enough for it to be worth it for me personally, but at the very top levels, it is worth it for them to have that little advantage because they're just looking for a tenth of a second here and there.
I've never run a competitive holster. Is there any sort of a hybrid holster out there that does that kind of carry of the gun and at the same time it's more geared towards the regular gun carrier? Or is that even a holster they should consider?
I've really only seen the kind that don't really cover the gun in any way. You know what I mean? It just kind of sits on a point and leans back into something that it clips into that's easy to slide out of.
Right.
And then you can lock it.
I'm still waiting to see that perfect holster. There's never going to be a perfect holster, I don't think, but I'm waiting to see that there's one that fits most everything. But I still, like I said, I haven't seen that one just yet. Now, just out of curiosity, you know, when you complete a tactical response class, you get a diploma. And when you complete a Sentinel Concepts class, you get a challenge coin. What does a Keita Bussey graduate, what do they get when they complete the course?
You get eligible to take an advanced class.
Well, I mean, no, is there
I've
any?
I've done certificates before. It just kind of depends on the scenario, the group, the location.
Right. So in Colombia, will they be getting any sort of a diploma or any sort of acknowledgement? Thanks, you know, well done, the way to go, that kind of thing.
I can certainly do that. I have done it before. For the advanced class, they have an opportunity to win a hat. So we actually do a little competition during the advanced class, and the winner gets a hat that says 180 Firearms Training on it.
Will you be bringing some of those with you so I could, like, buy one from you so I can wear one from time to time to time to time?
I will.
Okay.
I'll pass the books and all kinds of swag.
Well, I've already got the book with my own personalized greeting that I'm sure you remember. I actually used that video clip of you. Keita gave me advice on the shooting range. I can't tell you what kind of advice she gave me. It was good advice, though. It was good advice. I, you know, we should all aspire not to be one of those. So, anyway.
Right.
After, then from there you're going to, are you going to the range before Columbia or after Columbia? The ranch, I'm sorry.
Oh, the ranch, after.
Yeah. Is it getting back to normal?
Huh?
Is the training horizon beginning to look a little more normal now?
Well, normally I'm booked out for over a year, and since most of my classes were international, of course, they all got wiped out. So I'm kind of starting from scratch now. I've got Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas over the next 3 weekends. And after that, I don't have anything scheduled. Bali, Indonesia is kind of tentative. It depends on how things go with flights.
I've heard bad things about Bali.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, have you ever been? Well, I mean, you know, it's a great resort spot and everything, and at the same time, if they think, I have heard this now, I don't know this firsthand, never been there, I don't even know that I want to go there because they have a lot of monkeys in the trees, and I sort of have a thing about monkeys, but I have heard that
I had monkeys steal my pants. I wasn't wearing them at the time, but they stole my pants.
Yeah, but you don't care about that. You try to do as much.
I don't wear them anyway.
So. Yeah, that's right. You're probably not wearing them now, right? I have heard that the local law enforcement peace officers, if they think you have the money, they'll plant drugs on you and try to extort money from you to get out of jail.
I won't be in a place like that.
Okay, well that's good. That's good. That's good. Anyway, will this be something that will just come back to you as time goes on? Will they circle back to you as soon as things are lifted there?
I think next year especially is going to be a big year for international classes because it's a world shoot year. This year was supposed to be a world shoot year, but with Corona, they postponed it to next year. But I think next year will be a lot more international classes. For guys who scheduled their classes within the U.S. did okay as long as the ranges didn't shut down, but I just happened to get lucky to where the ranges I did schedule at within the U.S. happened to be closed for Corona, and then all of my other classes were international, so obviously I couldn't get there. So I just put myself in the I painted myself into that corner all by myself.
So are you going to be driving, or are you flying to these various locations?
Flying.
See, I'm not going to fly. It'll be a while before I fly. I think that's how I got sick was the first flight, the long haul flight, not the connector flight. I think the long haul flight probably got me. So it's going to be driving for me.
You know, we still haven't talked about the advanced class. Do we have time yet?
Well, no, we're just about out of time. But we'll do that next week.
Well, next week we're going to have a special guest.
Yeah, well, we'll figure it out. If nothing else, we'll film the advanced class and put it out as a bonus show. One more. Listen, thanks very much for joining me this evening. Yeah, we'll get to that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Joe. I was good to talk to you.
And I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Coming up next, it is the MF CEO of Tactical Response. His name is James Yeager. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.